2 weeks and counting for voters in Florida to get legal for the March 15th presidential primary. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
By Florida law, the registration books have to close 29 days before an election. In this case, that's February 16th.
If you're not currently a registered voter in the state of Florida, if you simply have never registered or you perhaps moved into the state from a different state and you have not changed registration, you need to either register to vote on or before February the 16th.
Escambia County Election Supervisor David Stafford says only voters registered as Democrats or Republicans can vote in this primary. About 21% of the county's registered voters are either no party affiliation or belong to a minor party.
That 21% of the electorate has nothing to vote on in the March primary. What we have been seeing is people that are changing their party affiliation either from one party to another or more so from no party affiliation or third party status into one of the two major political parties.
As required by federal law, overseas absentee ballots to military personnel and expatriate Floridians went out on Friday.
We sent about 2,300 paper mail ballots to voters and then a little over 500 ballots electronically. And we've actually had some ballots that have come back.
Domestic absentee ballots go out February 9th. In Okaloosa County, Supervisor Paul Lux was asked if there's added interest among military voters stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Hurlburt Field, who will help decide their next boss, a.k.a. the Commander-in-Chief.
It's really always a hard thing to gauge because so many of our military voters tend to have lower participation in primaries. They're all very, very good about voting in the general elections, but we do see more interest when we have the wide-open presidential preference primaries.
For Lux and his staff, the run-up to the primary will be a busy time.
We have just implemented new voting equipment. We are on a very steep learning curve to get a lot of different things done in preparation for this election, training of the poll workers on the new equipment as well as with the regular training that the law requires us to do.
Definitely a lot of interest in this upcoming election, so I think people definitely want their voices heard.
This marks Tappy Villain's first presidential primary as Santa Rosa County Supervisor, although she has worked on 10 years' worth of election cycles as a staff member. Villain says there's been a slight increase in registration since the first of the year, along with those changing parties.
We've got quite a few folks who are registered no party affiliation or belonging to one of the minor parties that are changing to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party so that they can vote in the upcoming presidential preference primary.
And Villain says if you're not registered, it's a very easy process thanks to the motor voter law passed more than two decades ago.
We see the majority of our registrations when they go get their driver's license or their Florida ID card. You know, we still see folks that register at the library. They may register when they go to get their fishing license. And then, of course, we have folks that still come into our office.
If you are a registered voter, Villain says get off the bench and into the game, starting with early voting that begins February 29th.
And it will run through March the 12th. It'll be from 8:30 to 5:30 for 13 consecutive days. We'll have our two main locations, our office here in Milton and the annex down by the zoo in Gulf Breeze. And we're also this year adding two additional locations, Pace Community Center and the Tiger Point Community Center.
More information, including whether or not you're registered to vote in the primary, can be found at your county Supervisor of Elections website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.